Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. This is probably the quietest week we've had in quite a while. We do notice that Russia, central banks in Russia and China are continuing to accumulate physical gold as fast as they can. And we've seen Jim Rickards, the author of the best-selling book, The Currency Wars, coming out this week and predicting a very serious crash in the dollar next year when it breaks 78 on the world index. He thinks it won't slow down and it gets to 72. And that is corresponding exactly what James Sinclair is saying, that we literally are in the last year of things we've talked about for some period of time coming true, and that is the U.S. dollar will just be weighted down. We just continue to compound. And we have the filibustering going on in Congress by Senator Cruz and Rubino and trying to get this thing done, both on the Obama health care and getting the debt ceiling raised. And of course, Obama's trying to get the debt ceiling raised with little fanfare, considering he's already spent over $2 trillion in 25 months since it was raised last time, and he was hoping it never would have to be raised again. It lasted 2 years. If there's anyone out there that thinks you can print $1 trillion a year plus out of thin air and not devalue currency, we're hanging on literally by a thread. It's, people don't like to hear it, but if you're not making, you know, arrangements for bad economic times right now, you're making huge mistakes and buying in to the political junk that things are getting better and the economy's good, because certainly that's not the case at all. So hopefully you'll use this time to be continue to evaluate. And as James Rickards said in his article this week, is literally with the race on for the physical gold, they would like to see gold stay lower for a little while longer. We continue to hit the brick wall when the United States will not deal with how much gold we have in Fort Knox. We tried hard to get an audit when Ron Paul was congressman for 20-some years, never could get it through Senate to have an audit, haven't had one since George Bush Sr. was president. And many people believe, and I'm beginning to fall that way too, that our gold has all been shipped to the East to make up for all the inequities of what we've done with the German gold and certainly the Treasury bill purchases that are going on by Japan and China that both have over $1 trillion in Treasury. So we've got to watch this thing, and like I said, it is kind of a quiet week. Everything is trading in a narrow range, but one thing I hope that the listeners didn't do is buy in. We saw gold skyrocket after there was no quantitative easing, and then the debate started on Obamacare and the debt ceiling, and right on cue, and one of the Federal Reserve members came out and said, well, we didn't taper. We lied to you for 4 months, but now we really are going to taper before the end of the year, and then gold went back down. Of course, all of this is planned specifically for these governors to come out and say this, because they're fighting and are wanting the public sentiment to say, yes, raise the debt ceiling. Things are better. Don't you know the Federal Reserve that's printing over $1 trillion a year, buying their own treasuries because nobody else will, is better off? Now, certainly I hope our listeners have a lot better sense and think we're better off. Another one that's real worth watching is palladium. It on the charts looks very strong, and if the weather continues to look bad in Siberia, as it has now about 10 days, unless there's a reprieve, we should see palladium moving up. And we do have a special right now on some COMEX 1-ounce palladium bars for those that are interested. So hopefully we'll have more. Jerry and I are planning a more in-depth interview in the next couple of weeks as this debt ceiling situation gets close. So if any of you need to talk to me, you can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you're not signed up for our email blast, You can do that by going to ftmdaily.com and hitting the precious metals button and sign up, and we keep it completely confidential. And if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe, but hopefully it'll get you some information. We try to send something out at least every other day. So with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.